This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Monday, July 11th. God's word for you today is, no more delay. Our scripture reading is taken from Numbers 14, verse 28. And it says, say to them, as I live, says the Lord, just what you have spoken in my hearing, I will most certainly do to you. God has made you and I kings and priests to him. And where the word of a king is, there is power. If you look at the illustration in today's devotional, box A is your right and box B is your reality. Ephesians 1 verse 3 says, blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Where are the spiritual blessings? In heavenly places, right? Is it very useful to you there? It is not. So you need to take it and make it a reality. A key part in doing that is you take your right, you activate your voice, and it becomes your reality. By the wounds of Jesus, I have been healed. My reality right now is maybe I feel a headache. But my right is, because of Christ, I have become a child of God. And by extension, because I am a child of God, by the wounds of Jesus, I have been healed. I use my voice. That is the creative component of prophecy. In fact, that is where creativity starts from. Check any building project. The architects that designed the structures had it in their mind. They sketched it on paper and spoke it into being. All they had was paper, but it is the same principle. The word of God says to you and me in Joel 3 verse 10, let the weak say, I am strong. Ultimately, the more you engage, the more you're exercising influence, and the shorter the distance between your rights and your reality becomes. Before you know it, there will be an intersection between your reality and your rights, until one almost swallows up the other. However, as long as we are on this side of eternity, they will not totally swallow each other. There will always be a time where we will always exercise that dominion and use our voice. I pray for you that your voice will be heard on high in the mighty name of Jesus. When your voice is heard on high, your reality reflects your right. Have you been using your voice, but your reality is yet to reflect your right? Do not give up. Keep on using your voice because it is going to break like a dam. It is going to give way. Isaiah 58 verse 4 says, look, you fast only to quarrel and to fight and to strike with a wicked fist. Such fasting as you do today will not make your voice heard on high. Some people are still fasting, but in a carnal way. You should quit your carnal weapons today, because your carnal weapons cannot deliver spiritual results. Stop fighting spiritual battles with carnal weapons. God says, prophesy, so prophesy we shall. A huge component in the creative process is prophesying. Let us pray. Father, please point out anything in me that offends and cleanse me. As I speak my rights in prayer, let them become my reality. In Jesus' name, amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.